we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three.
All right, that is Tenacious D with Tribute, the best song in the world. Of course, that is just a tribute to the best song in the world. And I really like Tenacious D. They're a lot of fun. But we're here to get down to business. And of course, I have Michael Brazenly here with me.
Hi, everyone.
And I am Alan Gygax, and this is the Postal Stand-Up. And, you know, we all, many of us went to the Save the Postal Service rallies, the Fight Like Hell rallies, the whatever they were. And we're imploring public support for the Postal Service. And we get a lot of public support, and people really do like the Postal Service. Michael, can you pause that for me? People like the Postal Service, but the issue is some people really dislike the Postal Service, and it's because many of our coworkers are giving terrible customer service. And one of the things that we have to do if we're going to have the public on our side and we're going to have them want to fight for us is we have to give them good service, which means we have to deliver accurately. And that means we have to take care of their packages and we have to do the things that are expected of us. And we have, of all the crazy things, we have an enemy in that, somebody who doesn't want us to take the time to do all those things. And who's that enemy, Michael?
Supervisors?
That is exactly managers? Right. Yep. They are
the ones on the dark side.
The ones on the dark side. Yeah, that is exactly right. And so, you know, if you take the time to properly deliver to your customers and to knock on the door and you know, make yourself a part of that community, supervisors are going to give you a hard time.
Well, the supervisors are trying to make you run.
Yeah, they just want you to go faster.
Especially to CCAs who don't know any better. And run, when you run and run, you get bad customer service and not safe also.
That's right. So what one of the things that I've seen online lately are these arguments about when I'm delivering to like a strip mall and going door to door to businesses, do I go into businesses to pick up outgoing mail? Michael, what's the answer to that?
You go to every business to see if they have outgoing mail or not.
That is exactly.
Tell you they don't have anything.
Yes, because that is the service. And I just have one little strip mall on my route, but I have people in there that ship packages. And if we don't go in there and pick up those packages, they're going to start going to UPS or whatever.
Now, those packages, they pay for that postage.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Which pays us.
That is exactly right.
How many times we always say, we don't get taxed to pay us. No, it's the postage that pays us, right?
That's right.
So when we get outgoing mail, that is paying us.
And one of our best selling points is the very fact that we're in people's homes and businesses every day. And so if you have a package that you're trying to send out, you don't have to go try to track down a brown truck to give it to. We come right to you and you can just hand it right to your friendly letter carrier. So we have an obligation to be that friendly letter carrier.
And we don't charge that much for that service.
That's right. We're priced competitively, you know, but ultimately, if we are that friendly neighborhood letter carrier that everybody loves, then the public is going to go to bat for us.
And then if we get privatized, they'll charge the customers for that service.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff that we're going to lose if we get privatized. And so again, that's why the public has to value that service that we're giving them. And so we have to give them a service that they value. And guys, if you read the M41, dude, if you listen to the Postal Stand-Up and listen to Classes of Mail, that's the service that we are supposed to be providing. And management cannot discipline you for giving that level of service. You know what management disciplines you for? When you're rushing and then you get an on-the-job injury, you get an accident,
or
make some mistake. That's what management disciplines you for. But doing the job the right way, in the way that's going to save the Postal Service and make sure the public loves us, you don't get disciplined for that.
Especially I love the ones where the letter warning for because you were following the rules.
Exactly. And dude, those are a cake for the union to fight those and win. Yeah, that's easy. All right, guys. So do that. Give us that solid. Be a part of the solution. And thanks again for listening to the Postal Stand-Up. I will catch you all next time. It's just a